Oh, that's another one. And even with him singing, this guy is strong. He's just strong. I mean, this song that stuck with me the most with him is I've Been in the Storm Too Long. That song, still I'm affected by it to this day. When I hear him sing it, or if I hear it on the radio, hear it being played anywhere, I mean, that song really gets to me.
How about Dottie Peoples?
Love Dottie. That's my girl. We hung out when we did the DVD in Jackson, Mississippi. She's a funny, funny person, but a very strong, powerful vocalist, strong powerhouse. And she's almost, because I call her my pretty girl, too, because she's just as pretty when she comes out. She's already, you know, she's going to be made up, hair done.
Yes.
She got dressed. She's dressed to the hilt. And I always ask the girl, you better stop. She said, oh, Donald, don't. I'm just throwing on a little something. I said, you ain't throwing on a little something, honey. You got on something here.
No, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I've asked you, I've dropped some names. Most of the folks I've dropped are what we call contemporary artists with, you know, contemporary sounds. But this gentleman, Kurt Franklin, tell us about him.
Well, you know, I first met Kurt back in the days when he did the Georgia Mass Choir. I know Reverend Milton Bigham had him do a song called Joy with the Georgia Mass Choir that became a pretty big song for them. And then to paradigm that in the present day, when we did the gospel DVD, that same song, his song Joy, I sung it on the DVD, and he directed all the legends.
Oh, wow.
You're talking about a shift. That was awesome. Awesome.
Man.
But he is all around a great individual, but as not only just the individual himself, but his ministry as well.
I've been dropping some names. Let me drop this name. I think you know him very well. Donald Malloy.
Oh, yeah.
Who Donald is Malloy? Donald Malloy?
Been in this business, for quite some time, man. I remember as a young guy, I started out with a guy here in Jersey called Archie Mitchell. Well, even before that, the good thing about it is my family, the Malloy family gospel singers, even though they never recorded, you know, in a small town in Charlotte, South Carolina, but my father and my mother, who I think were the real singers, we had a group. And my mom especially knew there was something that was special about me. She called it a gift, and it was a gift from God. Even in the church that I grew up in down there, scared to death, but she would always still put me up before those people and still had to sing. And I was like, oh, my goodness. And if I didn't, you know, I would hear about it. But from there to Jersey and teaming up with a guy called Reverend Archie Mitchell, the late Reverend Archie Mitchell, we formed a group called the Voices of Unity. And we recorded an album with Savoy called I'm Heaven Bound. And from that, I did background singing for Isaac Douglas, the late Isaac Douglas, Genobia Jeter, even with her. And, I mean, you name it. Dorothy Norwood.
Mm-hmm.
The Dorothy Norwood we know today. I sang backup for Dorothy, and we eventually did a song together, a take of Lord Lift Us Up Where We Belong.
Uh-huh.
We did that as a duet.
Wow.
And got great stuff. I mean, I was getting great play out of music, and then from there to the New Jersey Mass Choir, I got to land at the half of that album, I Want to Know What Love Is.
Mm-hmm.
That whole album, pretty much, I had lead vocals on that album, and that really kind of thrusted us into light. And that's how I got my first deal, my first record deal, as a solo artist, as a result of New Jersey Mass Choir.
We're talking to our guest, Donald Malloy, and Donald's latest project, Finally Home, a live recording. Before we talk more about that live recording, tell us about this song Everything Will Be All Right. You were nominated for Stella for that song.
I certainly was, and that to me to this day. But I yielded that year, and I think it was 1993.
Mm-hmm.
Everything Would Be All Right with CGI Records. That was a wonderful, wonderful album, first of all. Very well produced, very good album. And I kind of knew in that last, you know, when they get to the finalists, in them those last two or three artists where they spotlight. And I actually sung at the Stellas on that, for that song.
Mm-hmm.
But I was in a category. They did an award that was posthumously to Thomas Whitfield. But for me to even have been in that company, I was so honored, man. I was so, so honored. And eventually Thomas won the Stella for that year for the category that I was in. But I was happy. I got to perform on the show and was one of the finalists.
Wow.
I was truly happy, man.
Hey.
Really.
There's another song, There Is No Limit. You were nominated for a Dove Award.
A Dove Award. There's No Limit. I think that was 1991, I want to say. I think it was 1991.
It was. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, There Is No Limit. That album was another one that we recorded with Air Records, Atlanta International Records. And it was a title. It was the title of that album. And that was another fun-filled album because I did it with a choir that we had here, great singers and friends. And there was a song on there called Reunion, too, that got a lot of airplay on it that was done by Rodney Harris out of Connecticut. Really great album, man. Enjoyed it. There's No Limit is a good. That was one of my GMWA buddies, Isidore Jackson, who does the courses at the Gospel Music Workshop of America. He wrote that song for me. Very good song.
What's next for Donald Malloy?
More recording. Definitely more recording and more traveling. We want to make sure that I don't stop there with this new album that we're gonna be releasing very soon. I know that the singles, I know what Prayer Can Do. Man, it is burning up. I think this week it's probably like number 42 or number 43 on the charts.
Okay.
The BDS chart. So I'm grateful for the stations that are playing the music, and I'm getting so many responses back from announcers across the country that they really love it, from Detroit, Chicago, you name it, Atlanta, all of, and Virginia. And I was just recently in Virginia.
Oh, okay.
I was in Norfolk.
Oh, man, you're down the street. We're in Virginia Beach, Donald.
Right.
Wow.
I was right in Norfolk at the Virginia State Virginia State Convention.
Okay.
Baptist Convention.
Right.
Just a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh,
I
wow.
I was the special guest psalmist for their 146th session.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
man.
Great, man.
It was wonderful.
Oh, man, sorry I missed you, Donald.
Yeah, it was real good, man, real good. I really enjoyed it.
Wow.
Really enjoyed that, yeah. And the people received it so well, so well.
Man. Donald, if your friends and fans want to connect with you, how can they do that?
Well, they can all go to my website, and it's www.DonaldMalloyMinistries.com. That's the website. They can follow me on Twitter at DMAL85.
Okay.
At Twitter. And of course they can Facebook. I'm on all the social medias. Facebook, Donald Malloy. Facebook.com, Donald Malloy. They can find me. And I'm on all the social cams and all of that stuff. I'm on all of them. They can find me.
Okay.
And the album is available now. Some people was asking me about doing that, and we decided we would go ahead and have them to download the single and the CD on all the digital websites as well, iTunes and Amazon. You can find it there.
Okay, Dow. Well. I appreciate it. And it has been a blessing, and may God continue to bless you and your ministry.
Well, HJ, thank you for having me on this one of the premier stations with Gospel Spotlight.
Hey.
I'm happy to be considered among the many others.
Well, thank you so much, Donald. It has been a pleasure.
And the pleasure's been all mine. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. It is Donald Malloy in the Gospel Spotlight.